Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one. Welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, this has been such a wild ride. The July has been more than a journey. You know, it's been expanding, and I am confident your life has been that way. As Sri and I are sitting here looking at each other, we are coming to you live on tape, as they say, from southern India. We are now in the beautiful state of Kerala, and what a perfect state to be sitting in as we discuss healing through crisis for you and your planet. We have a ton to talk about today, adventures to share, revelations to bring forward, and we're glad you're here.
Absolutely, and we want to talk about the personal journey, the global journey. We want to talk about the experiences, at least some of what we've been experiencing here in India over the last few weeks. There's a lot to cover, and there is indeed a lot to learn, because as we pay attention to our lives, we are informed. We are guided.
Sometimes in ways we don't want to be, Sri.
And you know, one of the magic things that is so important to remember is that what you pay attention to determines the quality of your experience. And this doesn't mean to be in denial of what's calling your attention. What it does mean is that oftentimes we're called to look more deeply, or oftentimes we're called to get out of the rut.
Or get out of our way.
And get out of your own way.
Absolutely. Now, you know, let's dive into this, my loves. First and foremost, hey, make a note. We are back live, capital letters, live next week, August 6th. And of course, that's the August Revelations. It's a full August Revelations show. Later this week, go ahead and check out our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, for our official video on August, which we're filming here in India as well. Lots of announcements, tons of things happening as we all prepare for August. So let's really seal up July. Let's really talk about that, because this is the final moment of the 4x4 energy. Isn't it hard to believe that we have had 4 months? I mean, go back to April. Oh my goodness gracious, right? April, May, June, July. We have transited the center of the storm. And during this month of July, how has reentry been for you, my angels? Because it has been a journey.
Absolutely, it's been a journey. And have you kept your eyes on your divine path?
In every single
way.
Or
have you been distracted by the divine Leela, the illusion of the spin that is out there?
Well, and regardless of how well your eye has been on the journey, and I can speak personally for Sri and I, there have been some intense moments and energies during the July journey. The journey of July was, I guess the only words I could bring in would be nakedly revealing.
Nakedly revealing, as we put one foot in front of the other and see what is presented.
Absolutely. Inviting us to be in our mastery as we walk through it.
And I'm reminded, we touched on this last week, but I just want to bring it up again. I'm reminded of the mini so-called crisis we went through when we were in the Himalayas at the Kedarnath temple.
Right, and then suddenly the helicopters can't fly. We're stuck at this, you know, close to 14,000 foot location overnight. No one had any supplies, no one had anything, and yet there was this profound, really profound experience.
Well, and it brings us back to the topic for today's show, which is healing through crisis.
Healing through crisis, both for yourself and for our planet. And you know, let's continue our journey, because we really have so much to share. I'm hoping we can squeeze it all in. And of course, your mini soul readings. And beloved angels, we received and are still receiving soul reading requests via email. And so you know we can't get to all of you, but it does not mean that we do not offer a blessing to every single one. Every email that comes in, we send a blessing and we send the energy of resolution to. So know that your heart is touched as our heart is touched always.
As you write the emails, our hearts receive it, and we want you to know we are with you.
In every way. And we just trust the divine guidance that kind of radiates a few and says, these are the ones for this particular show. And so, beloved ones, let's dive in. So where we left you on our journey through India was when we had finished Kedarnath and we had come back down. Well, we then headed to, I guess, something I would need to call a peak experience, which we wound up back in Haridwar. And I really want to talk about this first because Haridwar happened to have been there where an extra million pilgrims were arriving. We had no idea because we're in this holy month of Shravan.
Well, we had booked this trip in July primarily because it was a good time to go to the Himalayas.
To Kedarnath,
Yeah, because the snow had melted and we could access the high mountain temple. However, also simultaneous is this amazing month of Shiva. And pilgrims from all over India were walking on foot to get
barefoot
to the Ganges. They were all wearing orange.
It was a sea of orange and a cacophony of loudspeakers and people feeling this it was a very celebratory energy.
Well, it was. And the pilgrimage is dominated by the youth because everyone was walking zillions of miles. People were anywhere from 50 to 200 kilometer walks.
Yeah, sometimes even further. And the key is that they come, and this one peak day, the day that we arrived back in Haridwar when we came out of the Himalayas, was the peak day. So much so, talk about re-entering the storm, that roads were closed. You couldn't move. Literally,
vehicles could not move because the roads were filled with people.
And it was like you would have people and cows and camels, you name it. And it would take close to an hour to literally inch your way maybe a kilometer. And at one point, we were in our own little like motorcade because you can't have any kind of big buses, and we were 18 people. So we were all in these little motorcade. At one point, part of our motorcade was actually barred from continuing, and we were not sure if they were even going to make it to this very remote hotel, and that's what we want to talk about.
And so the experience we're wishing to communicate is the joyful congestion.
Oh, my goodness gracious. It was revelry, guys. But imagine a million people that have been walking, and it's really fascinating, and we're going to try and post as many of these pictures as we can, but they would have these long poles on their shoulder, and then literally they would have the Ganges water hanging from both ends of the pole, but covered in this ornate like tinsel and flags, and very celebratory.
Yeah, so it's, imagine a pole with a vial of water, you know,
on both ends, like a jug
of water at both ends, suspended from the pole. But then it's decorated. There's gold, there's orange, there's tinsel, there's just this unique celebration of the blessing of the divine.
The Ganges, and from this specific very sacred spot of the Ganges, and there were many that were actually wearing vests filled with water. There were these special vests that were orange and had Lord Shiva on them, and then they had these beautiful containers shoved in the vests. And so you see these people walking, and they're wearing these huge vests filled with water. They're carrying more water because they have been charged with bringing this sacred water back to their village, back to the temples, back to those who could not make the walk. And so here we show up in this peak day. You want to talk about walking through the storm. We're having all of these challenges. And at the end of the day, we find it, because it took us a very long time, which should have been a few hours, took all day long. At the end of the day, we're literally driving through rice paddies. We're now way out. We're driving through these rice paddies, and I'm thinking, there's a hotel out here? Where are we going? Because we're now in the middle of rural farmland. So we've left the cacophony of the Haridwar area. We've made it through the roadblocks, and we're winding our way through these fields. And I'm thinking, wow, this driver must just know some seriously back road. And we're passing these incredible traditional Indian villages and the round mud homes and the thatch roofs. I mean, the things that you never get to see. And at one point, we even stopped in and spent some time at one of these remote villages. But we finally arrive at, I guess it was like a fence, right, or a wall?
Yeah, the entry to the hotel property.
Right. And it turned out we were at this incredible place called Aliya on the Ganges. And if you ever get to Haridwar, I think it's A-A-L-I-A, Aliya on the Ganges. But if you ever get a moment to go to Haridwar, check out this. It's an oasis. It's an absolute oasis. And it's right on the Ganges. Here we had left the cacophony of the Ganges to come right back to the Ganges.
Their private property had river frontage. So there's more than one way to do India. You can either dive in and do India on the cheap and be bustling and hustling through the
crowds. And often with a lot of diarrhea.
And you got a fair amount of risk. Or you can seek to find the little oases of cleanliness and civility in amongst the cacophony of colors and people.
And this was an oasis. And the reason I'm bringing it up during our healing show is everyone that was assisting us with this journey was really concerned. You know, our main guide was concerned. Our local guide was concerned. They were like, look, we don't even know if we can get you safely to this place. And we held presence and said, we will get there. Now, we arrived there pretty beat up, guys. Remember, we had been having all these things happening. It was very, very powerful. And then we arrive at this oasis. And the healing began. And what happened was that it turned out we were the only people at the hotel. We basically had our own private hotel. And there was a sense of literal 4x4 center of the storm. The ability to find the quiet center in the middle of the storm.
And so one of the things that comes through here is that we traveled through the friction of the masses, the stimulus response, the noise, the policeman saying you cannot pass, you know, and we traveled through all of the dramas, and we just kept going to our oasis. We knew that we would arrive at the place we were meant to be.
And by getting there, by holding on, by saying we will hold this vision, we began a group healing process through what was very much a potential crisis.
And one of the take-homes is that we did not get into a reactive argument with the density around us. We didn't have to convince anybody.
Even the policemen that were saying, no, 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 we're not going to let you go through.
We just kept holding the vision of here's where we're going. Here's where we're going. And we offer that as a reminder to each and every one of us. Be clear on your passion. Be clear on your vision. And just keep heading that direction.
Absolutely.
Do not try to convince others to support that.
No. And we had one other peak experience just before we got to Haridwar, and that was in the town of Ujjain. And we're going to talk a lot more about that in the second half of the show.
But for right now, the thing I want to just bring us back to is we walked through the periphery, got to the center. Now, what's wonderful about being in the calm center is then the beauty becomes ever more easy to recognize.
Incredible, incredible.
And one of the experiences I want to share with all of you is that we had an opportunity to have a ceremony on the Ganges.
This is called Arti. Arti is a beautiful ceremony that's held at sunset where you go out and offer your love and your prayers to the beloved Mother Ganges River, and where you have an opportunity to be one with that energy.
And part of the experience is creating a banana leaf boat with a candle on
and
it.
And flowers and really really quite extraordinary.
And you put your wishes in that boat and send it, launch it on the Ganges to carry it into eternity. And part of the ceremony is a plate of offerings that has a oil lamp on it. And that's part of the fire ceremony where each person gets an opportunity to hold the plate, to offer the sacred smoke, to offer their wishes and orientations and releases. And so it's really a lovely ritual.
And here's what's so powerful, Sri, is that here we were on a peak moment in Haridwar. There were over a million pilgrims, in addition to all the people that are always in Haridwar. And yet, it was like we were the only people there. Literally, as far as the eye could see, the Ganges was beautiful. It was flowing. We were out in her. We were doing aarti, and it was as if we were the only people on the planet.
And in this sweet, wonderful, divine communion on the river, enjoying the water, enjoying the sunset, enjoying the peacefulness.
And the water buffalo. There were these beautiful water buffalo walking by that were in the Ganges. It was incredible.
What we noticed as the sun went down and we stepped back from the picture, so to speak, was an amazing cloud formation overhead.
Wow. Now, if you are not on our newsletter list, why not? Get on it. Go to shrinkyourradio.com. Click right on it. At the very top, you'll see it. Get free newsletter. We are going to put pictures of all of this in the newsletter, guys. Get on the newsletter list. It goes out August 1, and there's going to be a lot more in there, including more revelations about August.
Well, the cloud formation was one of those miracle moments where the stratus clouds all of a sudden reflected.
Like parted.
Parted, yeah. And there was this amazing formation. You could call it an angel riding a mythical
carrying a sword.
Carrying
was
a sword.
So profound.
Or
we all
a genie.
Stood there.
Genie.
We all stood there in awe.
There was just this incredible blessing, and it was so instantaneously and perfectly formed that we saw a truly an acknowledgement from the energies of the universe.
It was a sky rider from the divine saying, "We hear you and we are offering." And in that moment, all crisis fades. When we hold presence, when we give ourselves that gift, all crisis fades.
Now, crisis is when the unexpected triggers your worldly preoccupations or body, for that matter. You can have a crisis in the physical. You can have a crisis in the emotional, the financial, the whatever levels of engagement. The thing about a crisis is it presents an extreme opportunity in addition to a threat. And that's what makes it a crisis.
Indeed. And, you know, speaking of that, we want to bring in a few of your emails here. And we have so much more to share, guys, because this is such a powerful topic. Because let's face it, all you have to do is get even just a hint of what's going on globally. And the word crisis is getting bigger. And you want to tune in to next week's show. You want to be there when we are live. Hey, we're live again next week. You want to be there. The phone lines will be open. And next week is a big double show, because starting in August and from here on out, every first Sunday of the month, Sri and I will be doing not one, but two shows on August Revelations. We will be with our beloved friends, Sandra and Alan at Twin Flame Divine Fire, followed immediately by our show, Sri and Kira Live. So you want to be on our newsletter list to be getting those announcements, because things are escalating. And August is going to be an adventure in crisis and one that you can safely navigate. So make sure you tune in next week. Make sure you get on our newsletter list. So Sri, let's go to our first question from Heather.
All right. We have an email here from Heather, and she says, "I am able to see the larger picture, ... but if I need to balance and ground my first chakra and remain in peace, well, I can feel that. But when ascension wipes all of the ways you once were and did things and memory, etc., in a sense, starting over, what can I do to reassure my physical presence and beyond that all is well? Love, Heather."
Well, Heather, this is such a profound question and so timely when we're talking about healing and healing on both a personal and planetary basis. Your question is very valuable because I first and foremost need to just share with you, if you are not yet taking the 12 lessons of light, please, 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 please go to shriankira.com. Right on the homepage, scroll down, register for the 12 lessons of light. You are describing what happens when we are trapped, literally trapped, between the third dimension and the lift that begins in the fifth dimension. Now, without spending the entire show talking about how to lift your chakras into the ascended state and how to ignite the divine galactic blueprint, what I will share with you is this. The reason you are experiencing this split, and any of you out there that are experiencing this split, is because if we are grounding our first chakra into the planet, even though you may feel peace in that moment, what you're actually doing is causing a split for your ascension process. Because think about it. If you are sending energy down into the planet right now is expelling. Those traditional ways of grinding our, or not grinding, but of sending grounding cords and grinding our, making our first chakra our balance center, are no longer the ways that support the total ascended process. They are fabulous ways to get started. They're fabulous ways to begin. But after you do that, if you need to start there, start there. Then lovingly and carefully bring that energy from your first chakra, breathe it up to your fourth chakra, and invite your fourth chakra, which is the heart center, to become the new root center. And you can very easily practice and do this, because as you ignite the heart center, what happens is it becomes the root of your ascended presence, and you will no longer be having these situations. What will happen is there will be an automatic reassurance to the physical body that says, do not worry, I am not leaving you. Because sometimes the physical body misunderstands the ascension process and thinks you're getting ready to leave. And so the physical body tries to take over, and this explains some of the symptoms you're having.
The other thing that Heather points out for all of us to take note is that as we go through the ascension acceleration experiences, sometimes we have dimensional dementia.
And if you're not aware of what we're talking about, go to sriankira.com and look up those ascension acceleration experiences.
The sense of kind of losing your mind or losing your memory or losing track of things, that's very common. And when we start feeling a little bit unstable, naturally, one of the first reactions is, no, I need to ground. I got to get centered.
And in that moment, you're actually calling in chaos.
Yeah, because you're using the old paradigm to solve something that came from a higher frequency. So it actually pulls you back. The a suggestion that Kira shared of moving into your heart chakra and stabilizing into the heart, you'll discover will allow you to float peacefully and connected. Your body is happy. Your stability is assured. It's just a new sensation.
And what's happening is at the same time, you're igniting your traditional chakras into the self-ascended state. Now, if all of this is going, oh my God, what are you talking about? For all of you, please, 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 we have put all this material out there free, and this will certainly help heal you and our planet if you are able to start allowing yourself to just kind of expand and look at it. So here it is. Get a pencil. Write this down. Go to sriankira.com. Right on the homepage, you're going to see Yoga of Self-Ascension. It's right up there in the top bar. When you click on that, it's going to open up a whole bunch of wonderful things. The third thing there are the ascension symptoms that we're talking about. Also, go to the tab that says Ascension Chakra Portrait and learn about lifting your chakras into the ascended state. Then go to the Divine Galactic Blueprint. The Divine Galactic Blueprint are your chakras lifted up into holding ascension frequencies. It makes all of these things easy, but it begins at that heart center. And then there's practices there that help you anchor this energy into your life. And when you're done with that, then you're going to want to click on the Art of Ascended Living and go through everything there. You have the tools, you have the resources. I can assure you, you will move through this and that you are able to expand, expand, expand.
And so, Heather, thank you for writing. And I want to also point out that it fits our topic so well, because
oh, yeah,
when we're feeling dizzy or disconnected or memory issues, it's a little crisis, is it not?
Well, and when we move from the traditional chakra into the ascended chakras, there is a moment where we need to learn how to bring that stabilizing force into our lives.
So one of the blessings going on for so many people is that the instability of these times, the crisis of these times, the uncertainty of these times is stimulating the recognition of there is something more.
Oh,
there
yeah.
is a way through, and I am that.
Oh, you are. And, you know, as we said in today's show, you are the divine presence of the divine, you know, or the actual presence of the divine. Bring your hand to your heart right now. Just bring your hand to your heart and take in a deep breath. Because one of the ways we heal through crisis is by stopping, taking a time out. And we teach a lot of these techniques in our Navigating the Inner Matrix home study course, which if you have not taken, check out.
Very powerful.
Very powerful. And it will heal you on every single level. But bring your hand to your heart right now. Take in that deep breath. Relax your breath again. Close your eyes if it's safe to do so. And receive this gift. I am the presence of the divine.
I am the presence of the divine.
Say it with us now.
I am
the presence of the divine. Take in a deep breath. And when you relax that breath, let a smile come to your face. Because when we relax our breath and we let a smile come to our face, we send immediate reassurance to our body. We send immediate energy out into the universe for healing. And we send a clear signal to the divine that says, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
Absolutely. You know, in every moment with every breath, we have an opportunity to transform the chaos.
We really do. And since we just mentioned the mantra of self-ascension, I do want to mention another email we received. This one came in from Alex.
And Alex says, hey guys, I've just come back to your YouTube channel after seeing a few updates a year or so back. And something happened as I was listening to you guys talk about the July energies and the March to June energies. My chest felt lighter. My feeling of being stuck is lifted. And I'm not sure if that is because I started using your four-point mantra of I'm here, I'm ready, I'm open, guide me. But I do feel lighter and grateful for that feeling. Thank you for the insight. Love and peace, Alex.
Well, Alex, we're holding out our arms. We're reaching out to you all the way from India right now. And we're just putting our arms around you and celebrating that you gave yourself the gift of simply receiving. You know, today's show is all about healing, healing ourselves, healing our planet. And we could spend many, many shows talking about this. However, yes, there is, and this is why Sri and I talk about it so often, there is a divine presence that comes into you when you allow yourself to simply receive the mantra of self-ascension. And we really honor that. And I also want to remind all of you again, if you go to the SriandKira.com, and again, you look at that Yoga Self-Ascension tab, right there is an expanded experience of the mantra of self-ascension. It's the second thing it says, the mantra of self-ascension. We also have, and Alex, I encourage you to connect with this if you haven't yet, and all of you out there, we have a very short video, and we call it 60 Second Ascension. And it was a video that we had created of light streaming through crystalline rays and while the mantra is being sung. And if you want to have a beautiful 60-second ascension experience, light a white candle, dim the lights, put on that video, and allow yourself the blessing of flying. You'll also find that at our YouTube channel as well.
Now, the other reason we enjoyed this last email was that it demonstrates an important point, that when it's time, it's time. You know, she was at our YouTube a year before, but somehow or other, this second visit prompted the recognition that, wait a minute, I am lighter. I
yes.
let it in. This
yes.
time, I allowed it to be.
Exactly.
And whether it's the fact that Kira and I are living the mantra of self-ascension and
our
presence
time.
stimulated a recognition, or it was just your moment, trust your own timing. Each person has a moment when I'm ready. I'm ready.
And I am here. Right? I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And I can share with you, my loves, that after all these years of working with this mantra, if there is one thing we can collectively do to heal ourselves on the planet, Alex just gave us a clue. It's to use the mantra. And again, go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and there is a video there called 60-Second Ascension. Gift yourself, listen to it, share it, give it, send it to as many people as you can, and watch the miracles that start igniting in your life.
Beloved ones, we want you to take a deep breath because we're just about to
go to the second half. But before we do, we wanted to remind you that we have a lot to share about Eugene and about the revelation of the cosmic blue energy that came in and how even more waves of light are coming and how you can step in and help.
Stay with us. We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you. And today we are sharing more from our amazing India journey.
We're still here.
We're still here.
In India. We're not even going to be back to Uruguay until the first week of August.
And we want to tie out some of the lessons and gifts. However, what we're heading to next is a most sacred and amazing conversation.
Ooh, yeah, now bring your hands to your heart because you want to talk about healing through crisis and healing ourselves and planetary healing. One of the final things that we did as a group was really a culmination of many, many, many months, almost a year of preparation.
Well, let me offer you a little foundation. At Terra Nostra, Uruguay, at our place of residence there, at the retreat center, Kira has created a beautiful Shiva altar. And some of you may know or have seen pictures of what we call the Violet Ray Shiva.
And as a matter of fact, most of our YouTube videos are filmed in front of that altar because it emanates so much powerful healing energy and love energy and inspiration and ascension energy that we literally do that to help the world, to help us all.
And sometimes during ceremony at the Shiva altar, all of the candles start emitting a purple, violet light
pretty
around
amazing.
Them.
Pretty amazing.
It's just a phenomenon that reflects this violet ray energy. And this particular Shiva statue is in the seated position, the classic yogi position.
Yes.
Sitting on a beautiful skin, you know, the lion skin with the tiger skin with the cobra and the Rudraksha and the beautiful trident called the Trishul, and Shiva is staring out with this eternal gaze. Well, in one of the meditations that we had in front of this amazing altar, a vision was given through Kira.
Well, now, what I need to share is I find it quite fabulous that this Shiva came home with us during our last trip to India. So that was roughly 18 months ago or so, about 2 years ago. Yeah. And so it was really quite extraordinary that he opened up quite a bit. And due to one of our beautiful friends, Ken Ballard, who lives over in Thailand, little photos of this Violet Ray Shiva have literally gone to some of the most ancient temples all over Asia, including temples in Bhutan and Thailand and Myanmar. There's just this energy is just really expanding.
It's a very powerful altar, and this particular Shiva idol is emanating in a tangible energy.
Yeah, and many of you have even written us and seen it. Well, what happened was roughly a little less than a year ago, during this process, this meditation, I actually heard "Open your eyes." And as I opened my eyes, I watched as he stood up. And he stood up in front of me in this very beautiful ascended form. His skin, rather than being pure violet, kind of radiated more of a combination of violet, blue, crystalline energy. He had stars and he had the trishul and he was wearing, there were bells and it was just incredible what I saw. And he looked at me and said, "I have arisen because it is time for all masters to move forward. And as you bring me forward, the planet will restore." Well, needless to say, ever since that happened, I was humbled and in tears and you know, kind of looking around and seeing, and Sri was still in meditation, and then he kind of retreated back into his meditation posture, and I was not doing anything. Those of you who are like, was she on a journey or whatever? No, I was in a meditation journey. But what happened was I started sketching what I had seen, and I contacted one of the most beautiful priests that we are blessed to work with here in India, who is from a lineage of family priests in the sacred city of Ujjain. And this beautiful man, Darshan, also is the one who personally makes sure that all of the Rudrashka that comes into malasforascension.com is of the highest, purest caliber and leads all of the pujas and sacred ceremonies. And I said to him, "Darshan, there is a sacred mission I have been given, and I believe that you are a part of it. And we need to have this Shiva created. Can you help me do this?" Well, he took it into puja and came back with a serious yes. And not only would we create it, but that he would get special permission granted for us to have it consecrated in the ancient city of Ujjain at the Mahakaleshwar, and I just destroyed that name, by the Mahakal Jyotirlinga temple. And so we started on an adventure of working with an artisan and photos back and forth. And I would tell them, yes, this is it, or no, this is it, or the hair had to be this way. Literally every single detail.
Now, it was an amazing process because Kira was using the vision that she received in this meditation to inspire the artist to see the same vision so that he could create this into form.
And then one of the things that was very unique was where Shiva's third eye was, there had to be a Shiva eye agate placed there to actually emanate this energy with even greater presence. And if you've been to malasforascension.com, you know the power of Shiva eye agate. And then it was about finding the one and bringing it together. Well, needless to say, and Sri and I have held this very private, as we were instructed to do, when we were in Ujjain, even unbeknownst to our group until the moment it happened, we unveiled this full meter tall standing cosmic blue Shiva. And when he was revealed, the energy emanations were so powerful that literally, and we were very blessed because we were also granted very special permission to get some photos and video of this, which at first we were told we would not be allowed, but the priests themselves were so overwhelmed that they were flooding into the temple, and people who were there were flooding into the temple, and the puja wound up going many, many hours, and it was such a huge presence. And the gift, and we're going to talk a lot more about this next piece in the August Revelations, both in our video and in the radio show next week, was that we were shown clearly, my angels, that the crystalline grid on the planet, the supportive crystalline grid on the planet, has been, the word that we were given was infiltrated. And that through many different things, the crystalline grid has cracks in it. And this is why we are seeing this instability on our planet. And that all beings of ascended presence are creating this beautiful healing, it feels like gossamer energy. It's a beautiful, imagine it as a beautiful, soft gossamer circle or cocoon, whatever word you want to give it, that's being lightly draped all around the crystalline grid to support it, protect it, heal it, and restore it. And we're going to talk a lot more about that in the August Revelations, because August is the adventure of the initiation of the gossamer healing, and that will carry us all the way through to the end of the year. And in this moment, what we're sharing with you is that if you can connect with the fact that this new energy opened up on the planet, and I invite you right now, and this is why I'm trying to be as descriptive as possible, hold up your hands. Sri, maybe you want to describe how I'm doing this.
Your hands, fingertips pointed toward the sky, palms forward.
And I'm sending to you right now through this beautiful cosmic blue Shiva. And again, if you are not on our newsletter list, get on our newsletter list ASAP, because we will be revealing him for the first time to the planet in our newsletter August 1. But feel your hands right now, because we are radiating the energy of the cosmic blue Shiva. We are asking this beautiful, blessed, beautiful gift, this healing gift for the planet, to restore, command, and take charge of the divine energy. Feel your hands start to tingle. Feel a radiation. It's feeling like waves of light washing over those fingertips, washing over the palms of your hand. And just close your eyes now and receive, receive. Feel your hands filling, 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 filling. Feel these waves of light. Feel this beautiful energy coming in towards you. And take in a deep breath. And as you gently let it out, bring your hands to wherever on your body you're being asked to place them. And just gently rest them on your hands wherever you are being asked to place them, and receive this energy of healing, restoration, of balance, of all dreams manifesting. When this Shiva came forward, the head priest at this powerful, remote, never visited by Westerners, and Sri will talk more about in a moment, Jyotirlinga, said that he saw the fire, the flame of transmutation, and that anything that would radiate around this would incinerate in the fire, any negativity, anything that is out of balance. Feel this gift being received to you right now, and be sure to tune in not only to next week's show, but to this month's August video, where we talk a lot more about this energy. And get on our newsletter list, guys. You want a picture of this.
Each time we visited India, some form of miracle occurs, and this was one of those times.
This was an incredible miracle.
Through the grace and influence of our friend, the priest in Eugene, who got us approval to go into the temple where non-Hindus are normally not allowed.
Not only that, but in the city of Eugene, our 18 people were the only out, quote unquote, outsiders. Eugene is almost, we had no idea how big a deal this was until it was told to us that at 3 o'clock that afternoon, we literally had to meet with the governor of that area, because that we needed that much permission. And this was the man that had granted permission and wanted to meet with us all.
And it's truly humbling and wonderful that the priests of this temple acknowledge the purity of the energy that we were carrying, that our group was carrying, and that this sacred ceremony honoring Shiva and the new energy, that this crystalline grace that's flowing into the planet.
And it's this miracle grace, this healing energy, and it's so profound. And, you know, as we walk through the streets of Eugene, everyone wanted to have their pictures taken with us, and literally people were smiling. There was this energy of recognition, and at first what wasn't understood became like a scene of unity. And when we were in the temple, the priest, who had first not even been sure, as we were right before we did the final part of the ceremony, he grabs Sri and I. Now, we were in the main temple complex, and we were in a beautiful side temple. The main Jyotirlinga, the Mahakal, was in that. We were literally right next door to it. The main priest of the temple looks at Sri and I and says, "You must come with me." And we have no idea what he wanted.
Well, this was after 3 or 4 hours of chanting
puja and chanting and doing
puja.
All this.
And so everybody was altered. There was an incredible, beautiful, floating energy.
It was just incredibly powerful. And locals were joining us. And it was very powerful.
And then this lead priest comes over and says, "Follow me."
And so Sri and I start following him. We have nowhere where we're going. And the next thing we know, he's literally walking us through barricades and police protected areas and throngs of people. And we are brought to the Mahakal Shiva Linga. Now, if you don't know about this, my loves, go look it up, because this was the honor of honors. I fell to my knees.
These Shiva Lingas are incredible, potent sites. There are a dozen of them in India, and this is one of the most significant sites. And to be allowed permission to walk up to
the sacred sanctuary,
into the inner sanctum.
It was just beyond, and people around us were literally just, we were all in such a state of humble appreciation and miracle presence and healing energy, and we knew, Sri and I knew in that moment, we were being granted a blessing to bring to all of you. And we're going to talk a lot more about this. And as the priest emerged, he placed on both Sri and I a garland of the most beautiful flowers you have ever seen that came right from the Shiva Linga. And he had two beautiful lotus flowers, big, beautiful lotus flowers, handed a pink one to me and a white one to Sri, and he bowed to us. And at that point, tears were flowing, and we were overwhelmed, and again, just fell to our knees. And the presence of miracle energy and healing energy on the planet was absolutely anchored.
And that moment of blissful joy, that moment of divine celebration where we mirrored each other, the pure heart reflecting to the pure heart, had nothing to do with lineage and color of skin and education and right to enter. It had only to do with the purity and sincerity of an open heart that was humbly experiencing the joy of divine communion.
And I will share with all of you that while we have been in India, I was actually wheelchair bound many times because I'm having some fascinating knee issues. And in that moment, I am now walking, my loves. I am still walking. I am not using a wheelchair. I'm not even using the cane that was given to me. I'm not saying I'm 100% healed, but what I am saying is that between the first healing we called in Kedarnath and what happened in Ujjain, what we know, and when we were in Ujjain and all this was happening with the head priest, we were in the middle of chaos. You want to talk about healing through crisis or chaos. And there were throngs of people and masses of energy.
Thousands of visitors daily come to this temple complex.
And we went from this with our beautiful, beautiful flower malas draped around us with these lotuses in our hands. And he brought us back to the cosmic blue Shiva and the puja that was still in process. And we watched a miracle energy enter into all of us, enter into the cosmic ray Shiva. And we were told clearly, spread the word and ignite the gossamer gift around the crystalline grid. And together we will heal the planet.
And so, beloved ones, we hope that you can join us in this celebration and this energy, because it is in the energy of upliftment that healing happens. You know, healing occurs in a worldly sense by reaching a new homeostasis, by reaching a new balance. However, healing also occurs beyond that when we lift up and achieve a new vibrational harmony.
And this is how we will heal the planet through any and all crisis. August is an adventure. Stay tuned next week. Check out YouTube around August 1. And guys, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. I know it sounds simple, but together, unifying our heart and receiving the blessings that each being is calling in, we're sharing with you what we have been charged to call in. In your life, there is the blessing that you are being charged to call in. And when we come together as divine community, miracles do happen. Remember, you are a miracle maker. You are the divine in form. You are making a difference with every breath.
The energy of joy, the energy of joyful communion is beyond all belief systems. It is a frequency of truth and authentic experience. Follow your joy. Celebrate it.
And receive, receive, receive. And beloved angels, we are eager and excited to dance with you live on air next week, August 6th. Two very special shows. Join us at Twin Flame Divine Fire with our dear friends Sandra and Alan, and then hang out for our show, Sri and Kira Live. Get on that newsletter list. Get everything you need. Go to SriandKira.com. Use the tools. They're free. And you are healing through the crisis. You are healing yourself. You are healing our planet, and we love you with all our heart.
And so as we take this energy of joy forward, we want to read another listener comment here.
Now, this one comes in from Cassandra, and as we really feel it ties in on a lot of levels because of what she's asking.
So her email reads, I think I'm clearing old energy and past wounds from other lives, lives which I cannot even remember, and this life as well. I'm trying hard to clear and heal, but it all feels so new and fresh. I've started a new journey in my life, and I am ever grateful for my new life and the opportunities that come my way. I know I am truly blessed. I am living proof that I deserve to be here. I guess I would like a mini soul reading to see if there's any advice for my next steps. I want to wait and listen to see what the universe has in store for me. But I also don't want to accidentally miss an opportunity.
Wow. Now, Cassandra, your email, you know, how many of you out there, along with Cassandra, are clearing old energy and past wounds? How many of you are aware of past lives or during this lifetime? Or maybe you're not aware, but you know there's something going on there. Well, this is a very powerful email because in order for us to heal ourselves, in order for us to heal the planet, I'm first reminded of something Archangel Zadkiel said many, many times with a big laugh in the voice. And Zadkiel would say, past lives are just that. Past. And I'm giggling and kind of tongue-in-cheek as I say that. But yet, consider that if we can first carry into our heart, and Cassandra, I'm talking to you and everybody else, if you can first carry into your heart, wait a minute, that past life is past, then we break free of any hangover energy. We break free of any wounds. We break free of anything that would try to hold us back because we realize, wait a minute, it is only our current lifetime that is trying to overlay the past lifetime and interfere with our progress.
You know, sometimes past life energies do arise or karmic impulses do arise. And the point of the matter is they're there to stimulate the recognition of, hey, wait a minute. This isn't now.
I'm complete. Now, many people, Sri and I are so blessed to know and meet so many people, and many, many people get very hung up in their past lives, and they get very hung up with either things they remember doing or things that have happened. And it's okay. However, when are you ready to let go of it? You don't have to have a big cathartic experience around it if you are ready to let go of it. Now, next thing is, it brings us, it actually makes it a whole lot easier, doesn't it? When we recognize that, wait a minute, all of my past lives brought me here today. And maybe you're remembering some that were more traumatic, but I can assure you there were some that were just as amazing. And so it seems that the trauma ones are the ones that try to overlay, especially when it comes to the current lifetime. So the first thing is, doesn't it get a whole lot easier if we're just dealing with this lifetime?
Yeah.
You know, it really does. And it's like, okay, so let's just minimize all that. You know, it's kind of like spread apart all the crap, and let's just stay in this lifetime. Now, with all my heart and soul, I really, really need to suggest Navigating the Inner Matrix. It is a home study program. You can find it at selfascension.com. Navigating the Inner Matrix will do all of this. It's 9 weeks. It's 9 lessons. You do it at home. It's incredibly affordable. It's under $100 if you don't want to have a coach, and it will do all this. Now, if you don't want to take the time or you don't want to do the home study program for whatever reason, then here's what I would suggest is that it's as easy as saying, hand to heart, in this moment, I trust myself. and forgive myself, period.
In this moment, I trust myself.
And forgive myself. Because everything stems to that. It's the simplest, easiest way. And you might say, that seems too simple. Well, you know what? It's not.
Well, your soul knows the way. And it's the earthly body that accumulates judgments and wounds and hurts and turns those judgments, wounds, and hurts into confusion and doubt about moving forward.
Absolutely. And I want to go back to our beautiful person who wrote the email and share this with you. You will not miss anything along the way if you trust yourself. The key is to remember that when we have moments of doubt, when we have moments of fear, when we have moments of anger, the only thing we're doing is stepping outside of that divine trust. And it's even more important in those moments to put your hand on your heart and say, in this moment, I trust myself. And if needed, I forgive myself.
Forgiveness is the way we move into the ascended state of being. The worldly state of being is filled with injuries, judgments, etc. And when we move into the ascended realms, we realize everything fits together perfectly. But if we did not do the forgiveness work on the way to that state of recognition, you'll fall back into it again.
Exactly, because lack of forgiveness perpetuates victim consciousness, and victim consciousness perpetuates fear and doubt and anger. And anyway, we don't need to go there. You guys know what we mean.
And it's very common. The key is to accept yourself, trust yourself, forgive yourself, and move forward.
And as Archangel says with a laugh, past lives are just that, past. And so why not laugh about it and go, wow, you know, I can let all that go. I honor and am grateful that all of my past lives have brought me here now. And so just stay in this life knowing that for as many of those past lives you remember that might have brought you trauma, you've had just as many, if not more, that were extraordinary, because you're a master, or you wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be asking the questions, and you certainly wouldn't be listening to this show.
And may you use this moment to help you remember how wonderfully amazing you are.
In every way, every moment.
And beloved ones, as we sit here in South India, sending this recording to you, sending our blessings, our dreams, our joy your way, I want you to take in a deep breath. Smile.
Yes, I'm smiling, and we are sharing this love with you.
And beloveds, until we have the joy of being with you next week,
live and August predictions,
take in a breath again and trust that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com. And check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.